Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is VK12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening today. We do appreciate it. It is, I guess yesterday officially was, but it's the first day of our summer. It's June 21st, 2020, and I really appreciate you being here and spending part of your day with us. And actually, you might be listening on the archives, and if you go over to education-talkradio.org, you'll see that we have all of our shows archived over there, and you can please just click on that icon and just go through, and we go all the way back to 2011, and there's some really old shows there, I got to tell you, but people still listen. It's just amazing how often that happens, and we get a lot of listeners every night, so we really appreciate that. As of a little bit later today, but I'll say tomorrow without question, but probably later today, if you go over to ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, you'll see the brand new issue, the June-July issue of our magazine, ACE, Equity and Access, Pre-K-12, and we're very, very proud of this issue. We did skip an issue because of the pandemic. We was going to close right as the pandemic hit and the schools closed. We decided to hold off. And so our January, February, we skipped March, April, and now we are back with June, July. It's really an absolutely excellent issue. And if you missed any of our issues prior, they all have an icon over there at ace-ed.org for past issues. So please check out the new issue. It's wonderful. We appreciate all our advertisers and writers and everybody else who was in there trying to get information to you on accessibility, compliance, and equity. And it's really important. The ACE-ED is now an acronym for the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Get it? ACE-ED. Look at the initials. And we're very proud of that. We got a lot of members now, mostly educators, okay, who are interested in equity, etc. It includes a free subscription to the magazine, which is an online journal, as you know, and allows you to get your voice out there if you wish to, and we hope you do. Put a teacher voice, educator voice, and we hope industry voice as well onto ace-ed.org. So please join our consortium over there. You won't be sorry if you do, and check it out every day. We put some great information over there, ace-ed.org, and enjoy the new issue of our magazine. I have an old friend of ours coming back. He's one of my favorite people. Jess Lewerski is here. Jess is the CEO of Open Up Resources, which is a nonprofit dedicated to equity. You'll see what it's all about. Okay, she's a former teacher, district literacy coach, and she is the chief academic officer over at Open Up Resources, and that's Open Up, just like it sounds, openup.org. Jess, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Hi, Jess. Good morning to you. Actually, it's afternoon. It's about 3 minutes. I'm on the other side of the country. So I'll say good morning to
that's
you in
right.
California. How you doing?
You're having lunch, and I'm having my first cup of coffee. And this is great way to start my day. So thank you so much for this opportunity to come back and talk to you about equity, which is something that is just so near and dear to my heart.
You're always welcome here, my friend. You're always welcome here. And I hope you take a minute, Jess. Seriously, I don't know if you've done it yet. Go over. Have you signed? Put your company up there. Sign up for us for the consortium and get us some great editorial if you want to have your educator, your industry voice out there. It's up to you over at ace-ed.org. Please do it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome. And I hope everybody listening does that too. It's really cool. We really want to hear from you over there. And again, it's all free. So please check it on out, okay? It's good stuff. So I want to talk about this COVID-19. It's the talk of the world, as we all know, our pandemic. Schools are pretty much done now. There's a few schools that are still running school districts, but for the most part, schools out all through the time. And yes, we did it. We made it through. We didn't give up on education. It wasn't perfect, but we sure as hell tried. And Jess, let's talk about how Open Up Resources, just like everyone else, this hit us with no warning, boom, we're there. Talk about what's going on with your nonprofit, and also I want you to talk about your upcoming conference, okay? So two things, but first of all, talk about what you've been seeing, what you've been hearing from the education community about what's going on, okay, with COVID.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Larry, because I was thinking about the last time you and I talked, it was right when school closures had started, and we didn't really have a sense for how long these closures would be be in place and what was going to happen, right? And now I just feel like a whole lifetime has passed since we last talked, when really it was only a few months ago.
I'm sorry, say it again. I talked over you. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe I feel like it might have been right around, or maybe it was right before. I don't know. Can you tell? I have no concept of time now.
Join the club. Nobody else does anymore either. Are you kidding me? The only way I know what day it is is my pillbox has an M, a T, a W, a T, H, and an F on it. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what day it was. It's unbelievable. Okay, so don't worry about that.
My five-year-old is the only one with an uncanny sense of time. She knows when it's 3 p.m. every day and it's time for me to hand over my phone so she can watch Disney Plus. And otherwise,
there you go.
I have no idea. But, you know, it's been a really interesting time. And more than anything, the thing that I've been talking a lot about with my senior leadership team and also our partners in this work is how this whole situation has presented us with an opportunity, right? Yeah. I am someone who tends to always look for the silver lining in any situation. And we had already been getting our materials out there on our website, openup.org, and providing, providing them openly accessible to educators in this country. And what COVID has created is this opportunity for educators to continue instruction with high quality full course materials, which our website provides. And now we have a partnership with a digital platform provider, Kittum. And whereas in the past, you know, digital was sort of like a nice to have for a lot of schools and districts, now it is a need to have. And so we were already primed to be able to step into this moment and help facilitate distance learning. But I feel even more proud of the fact that the educators that we're working with nationally are so invested in a continuity of instruction with these high quality materials rather than falling back upon scrambling together a whole bunch of supplemental resources and, you know, having this like Frankenstein type curriculum that isn't going to necessarily move the needle north in student achievement.
Yeah, it's really something. And by the way, I do agree with you, Jess. This, and I hate to say, of course, let's be honest, 120,000 people have passed away from this horror. Okay, and there's over 2 million people who have been who have gotten the disease, the COVID-19. So I don't want to put a smile on my face and say, well, weren't we lucky? Because we were not. But I do agree with you in terms that this is an opportunity, and the analogy is, if I may, and I know you live in California, but let me just carry it through, is a natural forest fire, okay? A forest fire, although we don't like them, okay? A natural one, let me just make that point, not one started by Pacific Gas and Electric, okay? But a natural one cleans the forest, okay? And as horrifying as they are, in the end, it's a better forest. Okay, it's nature at work, so to speak, and this is not natural. Well, maybe it is because it's a bacteria. But the point is, we're going to come out the other end better. But we have to have this is your point. We have to have a continuum of education during. Okay, and it has been, and I like your word. Nobody's used it yet. It's been a Frankenstein monster. Okay, of education. Yeah, the monster could walk. The monster woke up. The monster could walk. The monster could talk. Mm-hmm. The monster really wasn't a bad guy. Okay, we just looked at it oddly. All right, but we got to be careful when we do this, and we got to make it work. All right, it's that simple. Okay, and
well,
you know, it's really, really scary. Go ahead, Jess.
It is. We also have to make it work for all children, right? And that's where this equity piece comes in. And the thing about COVID and what we're seeing now around the Black Lives Matter protests is that. Our country and educators especially cannot continue to try to ignore the vast inequities in this country, right? And how they disproportionately affect children of color. And
yes, ma'am.
So, you know, as we've been watching what's been happening with COVID and just the layers upon layers of heartbreak, right? This past few months. And it's like, once you think you've peeled away one layer of the onion, it just reveals yet another layer of inequity, and it's all connected, right? And
it sure is.
So we've been thinking a lot about how, you know, what are we as a nonprofit organization doing in order to step into this moment and try and help all children, but especially the kids who, for whatever reason, may be most vulnerable. And so one of the things that we did is we went and partnered with a international nonprofit. They're called 1 Billion. They were the winners of the Global X Prize for Literacy that Elon Musk funded. And they, Larry, this is so exciting. They have a self-contained device that is durable, that does not require Wi-Fi, and that has preloaded adaptive foundational skills courseware for math and English language arts. And we are bringing that device and courseware to the United States for the first time ever. It's been studied. It's been shown to be highly efficacious in taking kids who don't know their letters and numbers yet and bringing them to the point of fluency and basic numeracy. And so absent an opportunity for a child to engage in a rich learning environment, we wanted to make sure that we still had some way to support young children, because if they don't learn how to read, right? And we already know prior to COVID that this was a real, catastrophe in our country around the number of kids who by fourth grade aren't proficient in reading, right? Our NAEP scores show that a third of kids in this country aren't proficient. And so with COVID exacerbating that, we were like, we have to do something. We have to find a tool that, absent a learning guardian, is still going to ensure that a young child is going to learn how to read. Because if they don't learn how to read, if they don't learn those foundational math skills, they're going to struggle for the remainder of their educational career. And so I feel really just excited and proud of how quickly we were able to adapt. We were able to identify this technology, this solution. We've been working to put this supply chain in place, and now we are bringing this to schools and districts across the country. And I think we have a very real opportunity here to provide a necessary lifeline to some of the most marginalized kids in our country.
I think it's wonderful. And what's the name of it again, Jess? And I'm going to ask you, I'm on your website, which is Open Up. I said, why did I say that before? OpenUp.org. It's OpenUpResources.org. I said it wrong before. OpenUpResources.org.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can go to either one. And at the very top, when you land on our website, there's a little banner at the top that you can click that will bring
you
to a page all about OneTap, which is the name of the device.
Right. Okay, is that tab? There it is. Learn more. Now I've gotten it. Okay, I didn't see it before. Thank you very much. Okay, great. Thank you. I had it on my cheat sheet and didn't see the way to click through, so I apologize for that. Okay. This is really, really good and really, really nice.
How much does it cost?
I could figure it out. You know what happened? I went to your page. The way the page opened, for some reason, I came in a little bit low. Okay, and it's at the very top of the page. I apologize for that. Okay, announcing OneTap pre-K 2. I was going crazy trying to find it here, but I was too low on the page. So I apologize for that. And it's all free, right? It's all free.
Well, so our core curricula are free. The OneTap is not free. I wish I could give it away for free. And
if you know any
philanthropists who want to partner with me, I'm game.
Okay. You have to make an excuse.
Device, it is about the cost of a Chromebook. So it's $129 per device, and that includes the device, the protective bumper, the carrying case and the preloaded courseware and the charging cord. So it's everything is there. And here's the nice thing about this. It can be used by multiple children within a single household. So for families who have more than one young child, they can share it. And because the courseware is adaptive, no matter who uses the device, it's going to adapt and it's going to start serving up math and English language arts content that's going to be within their zone of proximal development. So we're already seeing in some of the first families that we were able to get this device to, that even though we gave the device for, let's say, a pre-K or a first grade student in the house to use, their older siblings who might have been in, say, second grade or third grade have also wanted to use the device and been able to use it as well, which has been really great.
That's really good. And you hear good things about it from people?
Yes, yes, fantastic. I mean, there was an eight-month RCT that was done in sub-Saharan Africa, and I saw that the results of that study and the amount of growth that kids were able to make. And I was like, this is a no-brainer. We have to bring this here because there are so many children here who either don't have devices or don't have Wi-Fi or aren't being provided with engaging, joyfully rigorous, culturally relevant curriculum that's been shown to be efficacious in very quickly moving children.
That cultural relevancy that you just mentioned is so darn important, and we've been doing that too long, okay, staying away from what's culturally relevant, because it's really, to me, we've been talking about this for so many years, all right? And my standing joke, and I might have even told you this one, is that on equity, we've kicked the can down the road long enough, and we found out at the end of the road is a cliff, and we all fell off it around March 10th. Okay, and we can't do that anymore. Okay, and that's, again, one of the good things that's coming out of this is that we suddenly realize we can't put things off forever anymore. All right, we got to make this happen. We got to make it happen right now. So I congratulate you. I love the stuff you do over there. You guys are so good. And again, it's Open Up Resources, everybody. OpenUpResources.org. Your conference, when's the conference?
It is starting tomorrow. We will kick it off with our first keynote by Dr. Christopher Childs, which will be focused all around reimagining education. So recognizing that we're at this
good topic.
This really interesting point in time that none of us as educators could have imagined, right? And yet it's a great opportunity. And, I was thinking about how when I first talked to you and I was talking about this conference and how we were going to go virtual I am just amazed. So you know what? We must have talked right as COVID happened.
Because I was just thinking the same exact thing. We must have talked afterwards. And I had in my head it was before. You're exactly right. Thank you.
Virtual. Larry, I believe we were the first education organization to say, we are not going to cancel this. This professional learning is far too important. Teachers, more than ever, are going to need this support in order to prepare for another, like a new school year that will be nothing like they've experienced before. And so we made the leap. And I have to tell you, we had no idea what we were getting into, right? But we just knew that we needed to do this. We had to try. And so our thinking was, okay, if we can get 100 people to sign up, then that will more than kind of cover our investment in terms of all of our keynote speakers and things like that. And Larry, we have over 700 people attending.
Wow. Ah. Congrats.
Across
I love it.
Half a dozen countries. So not only are we serving educators here, but now because we're going virtual, we have this opportunity to have an international presence as well. And to, we had to cap it because we were at capacity when we hit just over 700. But we have this huge waiting list as well. So now we've been standing up a whole bunch of additional virtual event coming out of Hive. And I'm just so proud that we as an organization are stepping up and providing this opportunity for educators, because they need help, not just figuring out how to implement our high quality materials, right, which in and of themselves require a shift in pedagogy, but they also need support planning for distance learning, and even more important, or I mean, I say this is more important because it's this sort of social emotional side that wraps around everything. But our young people are going to start this upcoming school year having lived this spring and summer of experience. And they are consuming all of this media and trying to make meaning of a really tumultuous chapter in their lives. And we have to, as educators, be prepared to talk to them about COVID, to talk to them about Black Lives Matters, to talk to them about how to create a truly equitable, anti-racist society, and to be ready to approach those conversations from a place of empathy and compassion, and really creating this next generation of citizens who I hope we'll do a much better job than past generations of creating the society that, you know, all children deserve to live in.
That's right. And Jess, you said that beautifully, by the way. And just think back about what you said. Are they the thoughts, and is that what you want people to walk away from after they attend the conference? Which is, by the way, everybody is called Hive, like a beehive, Hive 2020. What does HIVE stand for, Jess?
You know, it's not actually an acronym, though you came up with a really good one last time when you said Heroes in Virtual Education. And I think you looking into the crystal ball a little bit there, because these educators are going to need to be this next school year.
Here's another one. Are you ready? Here we go. High impact virtual education.
Yes.
Stick with me. You need a name. Call me, Jess. Yeah. You know, and I wrote, actually, when I wrote up the show for the description, I put down for this show, I wrote down for this podcast, you guys have been really busy bees putting together the Hive Conference. So there was another pun.
Yes, our company logo is a bee, because our whole goal is to disseminate these really high quality materials. So it's all connected. And yes, you know, one of the things that I am talking about in my keynote is that we have to do better as educators in this country. And our role is so important, and it is so urgent. And we have this moment where we can step in and we can play a critical role in abolishing racism in this country and helping our young people achieve at levels that, you know, are truly necessary in order to end these inequities, in order to end cycles of generational poverty, right? We know that education is our one tried and true strategy for doing this. And yet, as a country, we have not been educating all children at the levels that are necessary in order to provide them with the opportunities that they deserve in order to ultimately achieve the American dream. And we're watching all of this play out right now. And so I'm excited. Hive will create this forum for not only going deep around the pedagogy of our materials, right, and preparing teachers to execute really high level instruction, even in the midst of a pandemic, whether that's fully virtual or hybrid, it can absolutely be done. And we're seeing thoughtful models of this across the country. And now we're going to bubble up these best practices. but also approach it with a lens of a much needed lens around humanity, right? And empathy and uniting everybody, because that's what we need right now.
We do indeed. And by the way, I have to say something to you. I was going to say this. Thank you very much for that definition, honey, because it's all bees. That was a joke, honey. Get it? Sorry. Okay, but I have to tell you something. The worst, this is the worst. I'm really getting old, okay? When you just said your logo is a bee, a hive, obviously bee, okay? But I went up to on your website to look at the logo, and yeah, I've looked at the logo before, but thank you for telling me it's a bee. I'm really getting bad at this, okay? It is a bee, everybody. A B-E-E. Go to Open Up Resources. It is a bee, okay? Hive Conference bee. I'm really getting embarrassed here, yeah.
If it makes you feel better, Larry, I mean, my husband will occasionally call me out on something I do that is really ditzy, and he's like, how is it you run a company and like, you're doing this amazing work and you can't figure out how to use the remote control?
Exactly. Thank you.
But I think it's because you and I, you know, our brains are so mired in these issues around social justice and trying to solve these really big, complicated social problems in our country that sometimes we just don't notice that the logo is a bee.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Now that I see, I'll always see it's a bee now, but God forbid I shouldn't have seen that before. I'll tell you, one of the things you're talking about, go on a theme here. One of the challenges we have, and a buddy, a good friend of mine here, is a former education professor at the University of Southern Maine, and we were playing a game at a little get-together, a socially distanced get-together out on somebody's lawn the other night, and we were all, he said, and this is a fun thing to do, Jess, okay, define education, define it, and just throw that out there as a question, okay, and wait till you see all the different answers that people come up with. Okay, and what you said a few minutes ago, all those things that we're trying to create a more perfect society, a better people, if I may, whatever the case, however you want to phrase that, very few people, and there is no real good definition of what is education. What do we want at the end? And I'm not talking about Portrait of a Graduate, okay? Literally, what do we want to see, and what do we want to call an educated person, okay? And it's when you start talking about it, it's really a rather interesting topic. Okay, it's a very interesting topic, and your gang will have fun with it. This is all great stuff. It's a shame. We'll do more shows. I have a feeling you're going to do more of these virtual events. You were sold out so quickly here. Okay, and you got seven, which is wonderful. Congratulations. But you should have 7,000 or 70,000. Okay, so let's. Keep us posted, please, and let's keep working together.
I will.
Okay, to get the word.
I will. And
because when you guys,
appreciate this opportunity to talk with you, Larry.
Oh,
thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And I only wish we could allow more people to join the Hive Conference, Ben. And you do too.
I know.
I know that. Yeah.
I do.
And now
do.
You learned a lesson. You learned
a
lesson.
Next
year it's going to be five times bigger. Yeah, it's going to. It's just so keep us posted. Jess, we got to go. Thank you, my darling. Thank you, honey. B. Okay.
All right, Larry.
It was
take
great.
Care.
You too.
Bye.
And keep the family safe and secure out there in beautiful California, okay?
Thank you. You too. Be well.
Thanks. Bye, Jess. Okay.
Bye.
That's Jessica Slawerski, everybody. She's great. She's something. She's put together a company. Unbelievable. Open Up Resources, openupresources.org. And I think it'll also work at openup.org. But what she has done is just incredible, just great stuff, right in line of what we're thinking with all the stuff we do with equity. So please check it out, okay? Open Up Resources, and please go over. I'll say it again. Our new issue is going to be up there maybe today, definitely tomorrow, ace-ed.org. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks, Jeff. I mean...